The Hawk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The show brings you a new live off the floor extended modular and hardware synthesizer excursion every week. I've set up all my electronic music machines in an impressive pile to make the maximum amount of bleeps and bloops. Gas. Known amongst us synth heads as gear acquisition syndrome. I talked about it last week, finishing it off this week, maybe not even. The uncontrollable urge to keep buying more and more and more gear. Synthesizers and modular synths can dip into the realm of being collectible. Oh, to be able to show off a picture of your studio loaded with drool-worthy vintage keyboards. But they don't all have to be vintage. The vintage stuff tends to be very expensive these days, and the argument can be made that you can acquire lots more equipment if you keep your purchases modern, which is the route I've taken. Back when I was 14 or so, I met a group of guys that invited me out to jam, something I was quite incapable of doing well. I had a keyboard that made a few sounds, and I guess I showed up thinking that would be enough. I only did this once and didn't think much of it until I ran into one of them a few years later. "Hey man, good to see you," I said. "You know, I got this new keyboard that's got 1,000 sounds on it. It's way better than the one I used to have." "Ah yeah, that's cool," he said. "But did you ever think about maybe getting a keyboard that has one sound, like a Fender Rhodes, and just really learning to play?" "No. It seemed boring to me at the time. One sound? Uh-uh." It didn't hit me for another few years what he actually meant, and I was thankful for it. I eventually got out of synths, got a Rhodes, and did in fact learn to play. Perhaps I was even scared off having too many sounds, as I thought it might make me look like I couldn't play or something, and was just overcompensating with lots of gear. That didn't last too long, though. I toured through the late 90s and early 2000s with what you would call a large keyboard setup. 5 keyboards and 2 amps. Mind you, 4 of those did only have one sound each. I also had an old Roland JX3P synth in there, and loved the sound of it. When I decided I was going to get back into synths a couple years ago, I went a bit nuts. Started buying everything I could. All new, small size stuff. All the little groove boxes, Volcas, pocket operators and such I could find. My wife walked by my synth room one day and asked me, "Do you make any money with all this stuff?" Well, when I eventually made the dive into modular, October 21st, 2018 to be exact, I knew I'd found what I was looking for. It was like a combination of synths and Lego. I sold most of the synths that I had and got quite a bit of modular right off the start. So much so that I was buying new modules before I'd even mastered the last one that I got. I'd like to say I've slowed down, but I haven't. Even during the 8 months of lockdown, I've managed to acquire tons of new gear. But for me with synths, new gear, new sounds, always inspires me immensely. Just hearing a great new tone can set me off with 100 new ideas. That being said, I think I'm going to take the winter off new purchases to hunker down and get some music recorded. But don't quote me on that, please. I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls.
Thank you. Thank you.
currently listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it. You've been listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. There's lots more music and videos over at Current